It is Tuesday. It's 3:30. It's Perceptions. Hope you're in fantastic form. I've got great guests in the studio today. It's all a little bit fabulous, wonderful and brilliant. Must say congratulations and well done to two very good friends of mine, Aaron Abbey and to Padraig Nocton, who've just completed their radio training here on Near FM and are going to be working with me on Perceptions in the next coming weeks and in the next coming months, hopefully doing some of the hours here on Perceptions and covering on the programme as well, co-presenting and filling in for me when I'm not here. So well done to the two lads, to Aaron Abbey and to Padraig Nocton, on completing their training on Near FM and their radio training, and it's fabulous and wonderful to have more people on board here in the radio programme and that I'm not on my own here in the studio, that there's other people around as well. If you are interested in getting involved and you are a person that's involved with Greater Dublin Independent Living or a person with a disability and you have always wanted to work in the area of radio and you're thinking, I can't do it, maybe it's not for me, maybe you need to have loads of qualifications, maybe it's just too difficult. Well, it's not. There's always great opportunities. And next year, I think around January, February time, Near FM are going to be running a radio training course as well around that area again, repeating what they've just done already. And Near FM are fantastic at doing that because they're very good at doing outreach and they're also very good at training support as well. So if you want to get involved, all you have to do is contact me on 087 11 79 112. You might be interested in the area of presenting, or you might be interested in the area of production, or you might be interested in the area of research, and you might be thinking, my disability is too challenging and I'm not going to be able to help out, maybe you won't be able to get to the studio, you're thinking transportation might be an issue. You know what, there's always a way around something. So if you are interested in getting involved in the radio and you'd like to get involved in this programme in some way, shape or form, you can do so, as I say, 087 11 79 112. Get in contact with me and I will be, I'll help you to promote that and to get involved in whatever way you can, whether it's picking the music. Hey, people like picking music, or you want to do some research on maybe some fabulous program ideas. Whatever it is, you can get in contact with me and we'll link you up with the radio station here as always. Now, so well done to Aaron Abbey and well done to Padraig, because it's lovely to have them both on board and going to be involved in the radio show. Padraig Nocton is going to be shadowing me next week and helping out in the studio the next week. And the following week, it's going to be Aaron Abbey as well. In just a couple of seconds, I'm going to have Andrew Reid in the studio talking to me about his experience with IWA in just a matter of moments. Joining me in the studio now is Andrew Reid. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Your Honour. How's it going?
How are you doing?
Not bad.
You liked
at all.
That little introduction, did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Big smile on your face. Listen, Andrew, well done.
Yeah.
On winning Young Volunteer of the Year Award. Tell me about it.
The Young Volunteer of the Year Award is for the Irish Wheelchair Association. So it's quite a big, it's a big award for people that do volunteering. And I do. At the moment, I do two things for the Irish Wheelchair. I do the youth club, which is 13 to 19 year olds, and then I do the disco once a month. So it's all pretty hectic, and it's all pretty, you know, busy. There's always something happening in IWA. And
how did this award come to be, and how did you find out about it? And tell me about that experience.
Well, first of all, it didn't get offered. It was more so I got nominated from the youth worker, David Barry, because we work quite closely together. So I've got nominated by him. It was really surprising. So I just said, I'm nominated, over the head, like whatever.
Grant.
Doesn't really bother me. And then I was driving somewhere one day and the phone rang and I hadn't got the Bluetooth on. So luckily enough, I pulled over and it was Kathleen McLaughlin, and she had said to me that I'd won Young Volunteer of the Year Award. And for a minute I kept going, sorry, can you say that again? And she goes, yeah, you've won Young Volunteer of the Year for 2014.
Excellent.
So it was quite like, whoa, like, because I've never ever won anything this big, like.
It's quite prestigious, actually, to be fair. And to be fair, Andrew, as you just said, you're involved in two different areas. You're involved in the youth club, and you're also involved in
the monthly discos.
The monthly disco that you were going to as well. So you're quite busy.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks out of every month. Mm. And then the fourth Thursday I have off. So it's kind of nice that it's not every week.
Yeah.
And that I can do what I like on the Thursdays, you know.
Very, very important. So tell me about the night that you went and got the award, or tell me about that day.
Well, the day kind of started at 5 in the morning. Like peeling myself off the mattress, and it's just like it was very kind of all go all day. So we eventually got there, did the awards. Now the awards took forever, like it was crazy, because they kept talking and talking and talking. Then eventually the awards came, a big plaque and a lovely Kilkenny crystal with Young Volunteer of the Year. So, and it's on like a little plaque thing, but it also has, it's a vase, like it's lovely now, I
gorgeous,
have to say.
Gorgeous.
So it's quite
You were
shocking.
Thrilled.
Ah, absolutely, yeah.
No doubt. And well deserved, Andrew. I mean, people don't volunteer as much as they should. It's always good for the soul. It's a good thing to do. It gets you involved in your community. You're supporting a lot of people, and you know what? It just makes you feel happy.
And the guys as well that I work with are really, really good. They're really, really great fun.
What would you say to somebody who's listening at the moment who would be interested in A, volunteering and with the Irish Wheelchair Association, or volunteering in other capacities? How would you promote it to them?
Well, I've been volunteering for the last number of years, and I would say it's a great thing to do. And every time you come out of, for me, every time I come out of IWA, I always leave with a big smile on my face.
Yeah.
Now, the disco nights are a little bit harder, obviously, because, you know, you've got to pack up and you're in more of a hurry to get home. But the club nights now are really, really funny. I really enjoyed every working side by side with Dave, and it's just been brilliant. So.
And if anybody is interested in getting involved, the Irish Wheelchair Association, any person with a disability?
Yeah, you should. You should have a look at the website. It's iwa.ie, and there's all the details is on there, how to get involved. Because I've actually just checked the website recently there myself, how to get involved, and then you can kind of get involved in the every aspect of it. So it's quite good in that sense.
You are a little rock star.
Thank you very
much. And congratulations, and well done on your award. Genuinely, really well deserved. I'm honestly not remotely surprised. As a girl who only knows you 6 months, you come in here, you're like a little bullet, and I bounce out like a bullet as well. So well done, because it's not
an easy thing to do.
No, it's not an easy thing to do at all. And you know what? I'm dedicating this last track to you. Yes, that show is nearly over. It is time to say goodbye from myself and from Andrew as well. And Andrew will actually be joining you in a couple of moments' time as well. So stay tuned for him as well. This is Rona signing off. Have a lovely week, and I will talk to you again next Tuesday.